Wednesday, the 29th of July, Ches Menachem Ov, Rabbi Elchanan and Goldblatt, in Yona Diomo.
Rishus, there is a famous Yerushalmi, it's a Yerushalmi towards the end of the first halach of the first parak of Yoma, which says, Omru, they said, Kol dor she'eno nivne v'yomov, ma'alin olav ki'idu hu hechrivo, any generation in which the Beis HaMikdosh is not rebuilt, it's considered as if that generation had destroyed it. That is, of course, rather worrying and quite exciting. It's quite exciting because it means the Yerushalmi is clearly allowing for the possibility that the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt in any generation. It's also rather worrying because of the fact that it means that if it's not rebuilt in our time, we are held responsible. What I would like to do this morning is something which I did in school a week or two ago, which is to go through some of the Makoros for Shmuz, which Reb Chaim Shalert said in the yeshiva. I think Parshas Balos, Chotov, Shin Lamed Beis, and then we'll come back to where we started. There is a Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara says, Arba Chashuvim Kemesh, there are four people who are considered as good as dead. Who are the four people who are considered as good as dead? Oni, someone who is poor, Metzora, someone who has Soras, Sumo, someone who is blind, Umish Ein Lebonim, and someone who never has no children. Now, none of these are desirable situations to be in, but why does the Gemara use this extremely strong phrase, they're chashuvim kemeis, they're considered as dead? What's it mean and why? So let us start with Metzora. Metzora is conventionally translated as leprosy, but that's of course not correct. Have a look, the halacha from which it's apparent that it's not leprosy is the one which states that if someone has tzoras from head to toe, he is then tohar. If it were, I mean, we'll ask Dr. Harris if we have to, but if it were the case that it were leprosy, if you're entirely covered with it, that doesn't mean you're cured, I assume. So anyway, turning back to tzoras, one might have assumed that Metzora is choshev kemeis because of his suffering. The Rosh Yeshiva had three riyas that that's not true. It's not the suffering of the Metzora which makes him considered to be dead. The first one is quite simply a posuk, Yasur Yisrani Yoch Velamov Islona Sononi, God may have afflicted me, but at least he hasn't killed me. It's apparent from that posuk that no suffering is as great as death. That's simply the translation of the posuk. The second is a posuk that we will name this evening in Eicha, Ma Yisonin Odom Chai Gever Al Chato'ov, why should a man complain as long as he's alive? The King James translation, if one can mention that in this august place, is a man for the punishment for his sins. I wonder if Chazal understood it slightly differently. I wonder if Chazal's translation would have been, why should a man complain? Was he a geber? Was he in control of his deficiencies and his faults? Be this as it may, the Gemara quotes it in Kiddushin. The Gemara then says, Dayo Chayim Shenosati Lo, the fact I've given him life is enough reason for him not to complain. And Rashi says, why should a man complain? Loma Yisraim Odom, why should a man complain al akoras habos olov about the events which happened to him? Acha kol achesed shani osa imo, after all the chesed which I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, do with him, shenosati lo chayim, I have given him life, below hevesi olov misa, I haven't brought him to death. Apparent again, Rashi clearly understanding that the Gemara in Kiddushin understands that the Pasuk Genecha means that anything, any suffering is still better than death. You can't claim that the Metzora is Choshev Kemeis because he suffers. And finally, a Cheshbon. You remember that in the first great anti-Semitic outbreak of which we know, Paro said, Hovo nishak molo, let us deal wisely with Klal Yisrael. Please note, as Rav Hirsch says, have a look in those psukim and see what it was that Klal Yisrael had done wrong. If you remember the psukim say, "V'hoyaki sikreno milchamov and osaf gam huval sona enu v'nu chambonu v'olom in ha'ovitz," there's a possible danger that it might be that time might come when the Jews might be a threat. In other words, what had we done wrong to provoke this major anti-Semitic outbreak, including the murder of the little children? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There is absolutely nothing. It's just potentially there might have been a threat at a later date. Anyway, Chazal on hovo nischak polo. Chazal, the Gemara in Soto says that there were three people whom Paro consulted. He consulted Bilam, Eov, and Isro. Bilam said, yeah, go for it, kill them. And as a result, persecute them. And Bilam, Mido Keneged Mido, he was killed, as we discovered, I think, in last week's parasha. Eov was quiet. Eov said nothing. So Nidon be Yisurim, he had the sufferings of Job. Yisro, Sheborach, Yisro's descendants sit in the Lishkas Hagozis. They become members of the Sanhedrin. So if you think, if you place in order the severity of what the various people did, Yisro did the right thing, and clearly he is rewarded. Eov did nothing, so his Aveira is an Aveira of omission, he did nothing. And Bilam was the worst. Bilam advised Paro, persecute the Jews. So clearly, Yisro gets a reward, and that's fine. And equally clearly, the punishment of Bilam must be greater than the punishment of Eov, because after all, Eov said and did nothing, while Bilam advised to persecute Klal Yisrael. And nevertheless, we see that the Yisurim which were given to Eov, the proverbial sufferings of Job, Yisurim that there is nothing to compare to, that was his punishment for doing nothing, while the punishment of Bilam was death. Apparent again that even Yisurei Eov are not as bad as dying. It cannot therefore be the case that the reason why Metzora is considered Choshev Kemes as good as dead is because he suffers. That's clearly not it. Clear from the Pasuk Yasur Yisrani Yov al Amoris Lo Nusononi. Clear from the Pasuk Ma Yisonin Odom Chai Gever al Chata'ov. And clear from the Gemara about the three people whose advice Paro sought. So what is it about a Metzora which makes him Choshev Kemes considered as good as dead? Rosh Yeshiva quoted the pasuk which says, "Kol yomei asher hanega bo yitma tomehu bodod yeshei michutz lamachane moshavo bodod yeshei." He sits in isolation. Michutz lamachane moshavo. His place is outside the camp. Being outside the camp, that's what makes him as good as dead. Now, I'm a school teacher. From time to time, if somebody talks in Shia, I say, "Get out, leave the room." And the children don't like it. But to claim that being sent out of the room is being as good as dead seems just a little bit strong. We are going to need to come back to this. Secondly, Oli, someone who's poor. Where do Chazal see in our Chumash that being poor is as good as dead? Again, early in the story of Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Shmos, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe b'Midyon while he was still in Midyon, Lech go, Shuv Mitzroyim, go back to Egypt, Ki meisu kolu anoshim ha-mavakashim es nafshecho, because all the people who were persecuting you, those who were seeking your life, they're all dead. So Rashi says, who were they? Dothan and Aviram. Were they dead? Absolutely not. Elo sheyorodu minichseyem, they'd lost their property, veheoni choshev kemeis, and someone who's poor is considered as good as dead. The point is that having lost their property, they no longer had access to the king. Paro did not allow people with no money into his court, and consequently there was no way that they could slander Moshe anymore. And this also is a Gemara in the Dorim. And the Ran on that Gemara asks the following question. Says the Ran, so the Pasuk says, Ki Mesu, they died, and Chazal say, it must mean they were poor. How do you know that they hadn't lost their sight? Someone who's blind is Choshev Kemes. How do you know that it's not the case they had no children? Someone with no children, Nebuch, is Choshev Kemes. How do you know they didn't have Tzoras? Surely, if the Gemara says that there are four cases who are as good as dead, how do you know when you look at Dothan and Aviram and you say Ki Mesu, they were still alive, something else had happened, how do you know that it was they were impoverished and nothing else? So he goes through the cases, if you have a look. He says, you can't say they were blind, because in Parshas Korach, Dothan and Aviram, among others, say, Hainei wanoshim ohim to naker, do you plan to put our eyes out? So clearly they could still see. He says, the lekele meima, you can't say that they had tzaras, because the halacha of someone who has tzaras is that he's put outside the camp. And here it says that they died, but kerev kol Yisrael, they were in the camp. And you can't say that they were healed, because those who were healed got their moving back at the Maisa Egel. And you can't say that it means that they didn't have any children. Din Cain, why, but that's not a reason for them not to get access to the king. If they were impoverished, the king was not prepared to see riffraff and low life like that. If they had tzaras, they would be outside the camp. They wouldn't be allowed in. If they were blind, again, people like that the king doesn't see. But to say that because they have no children he wouldn't see them makes no sense. Therefore, says the Ran, it must be the case that of our four possibilities, what had happened to Dothan and Aviram is that they were broke. So, how do we know? How is it, says the Ran, that we know that they didn't have tzoras? Because the care of Kal Yisrael. So the Achronim ask, you'll find it in the Mitzpeh Eson there on the Gemara in the Dorim Dav Zayin, that there is a Mishnah in Negoim. He actually quotes it from a Gemara in Horias, but it's a Mishnah in Negoim, as the Rosh Hashiva pointed out. And the Mishnah goes as follows, Eilu Bahoras Tahoras. The following are things which look like tzoras, but in fact they're tohar. Sheho you bokod in the Matan Torah, if you had tzoras, something that looks like tzoras before Matan Torah, the dinim of tzoras don't apply. So the Mitzpah Eson asks on the Ran, how can the Ran say, perhaps they were matzoraim, No, they were Beker of Kol Yisrael, they were in the Matnes, so they can't have been Matzaroim. This is before Matan Torah. Anyone who had Tzaraas before Matan Torah would have been inside the camp. So the Rosh Yeshiva said, I can answer this Kash of the Achronim very straightforwardly. Because, said the Rosh Yeshiva, I have said that I believe that the reason why Matzorah is Choshev Kibayis is because he's outside the camp. So the Ran very simply is telling us, not that they had halachas of Tzaraas or didn't have halachas of Tzaraas. The aspect of it which makes you Choshev Kibayis is being outside the camp, and I see that they were inside the camp. Okay, good. So we have our Pasuk. We know first that a Matzorah is Choshev Kibayis. Reb Chaim said he's Choshev Kibayis because he's in isolation outside the camp. We don't know why. We have a Pasuk which tells us that Dosan and Aviram were considered as good as dead, and the Gemara learns that that means they were broke. Now, it's not very pleasant to be short of money, but why that makes you Choshev Kibayis, we don't yet know. We're going to come back to it. Let's move on to Sumo, someone who is blind. Now, there is a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma goes through a series of sets of damage that were done by one person to another. Let's go through it. Omar Rava, Rava says, Kota is Yodo, if Reuben cut off Shimon's hand, no sin laid him by Yodo, he has to give him the Nezek, the value of his hand. Vesheves, how much is the unemployment benefit? The previous year had a certain amount to do with employment, unemployment. We're going through unemployment benefit now. So, how much is the Sheves, how much is the unemployment benefit if your hand has been cut off? Rono Sokilu Shomek Yishuin, we regard him as if he was someone who is a cucumber watchman, because even someone whose hand has been cut off is still capable of watching cucumbers and making sure that they don't get stolen. Shiber is Raglo, if he then broke his foot, Nosen Lodeme Raglo, he has to give in the Nezek, the damage done for his foot, the Shevis, the unemployment. Rono Sokilo Shomeres HaPesach, we regard him as if he's a doorman. You see, if his foot's broken, he can't go running around the cucumber field after the people who come to steal the cucumbers. So consequently, his unemployment benefit can no longer be set as a cucumber guard. He's no longer fit for that. He can't run around the field. So he can be a doorman. He can sit in the doorway and guard the door. The Gemara continues, Simo is Eino, if Reuben blinded Shimon, Nosen lo deme Eino, he has to pay him the Nezek, the value of his eye, the Shevis, how much is the unemployment? Rona Sokinu Machino Berechayim, we treat him as if he were employed to turn the stones on a millstone. Because even if your eyes are shut, your employer can take you to the millstone and say, right, take this handle and turn like that. I mean, he can't be a doorman because he can't see. And he can't be a cucumber guard because he can't see, but at least he could... Chirishoy, and if he made him deaf, Nosen lo demekula, then he just gets either no unemployment benefit or complete unemployment benefit. Someone who's deaf, says that Gemara, is totally unemployable. You can't communicate with him. And therefore, he gets everything, gets nothing. Whatever it is, it's the worst. So, we have just been told that a summa, someone who is blind, is as good as dead. There is no chazal that I know of, for what that proves. There's no chazal that I know of that says that being deaf is like being dead. And it's clear in this Gemara that being deaf is worse than being blind, at least from this perspective. Because after all, we have here in this Gemara a level of unemployment benefit for someone who's blind. He can turn the millstones, but someone who's deaf is totally unemployable, says Gemara, Nosen lo demekulo. So there are four people who are considered as good as dead, the Matzora, and the Rosh Yeshiva argued because he's in isolation outside the camp, we don't yet understand why. The Oni, the person who has no money, and we are saying that is learnt from Dosan and Aviram, and we don't understand why that is so terrible. The Sumo, the person who cannot see, and we have a difficulty with the Gemara in Bava Kamma, which seems to say that making somebody deaf is a more serious sort of tort, it's a more serious level of damage than making somebody blind. And the final case, somebody who has no children, and it's a terrible situation to be in, but to say you're as good as dead. So, Reb Chaim believed that there was one pshat that goes through all four. What Reb Chaim believed was this. Reb Chaim believed that life consists of caring about, sympathizing with, and helping other people. That someone who, whether but through his circumstances, or whether through halacha, whether through what's happened to him, does not care for other people, does not sympathize with other people, does not help other people, is as good as dead. Let's go through our four cases. Let's start with the Metzora. Please note that it's the Metzora's own fault that he's in isolation. Chazal say, as we all of us know, that Saras is a punishment for Lashon Hara. Someone who causes division among other people is picked up and put outside the camp. But for the meantime, if you have Saras, if Bodod Yeshed Michutz LaMachne, you don't see anyone. You don't talk to anyone. You can't have any feelings for anyone. You can't sympathize with anyone. You can't help anyone. You're in isolation. Rosh Yeshiva believed that life comprises caring about people, sympathizing with them and helping them. The Metzora, by virtue of his isolation, is incapable of doing that. Is Koshuv Kemeis. What about the Oni? Well, the Oni is very straightforward. The simplest and most straightforward way of helping someone, something that we, in the shuls to which we go and in the streets in which we live, find ourselves exposed to every single day, is to put your hand in your pocket and help him. An Oni, quite simply, does not have the wherewithal to help other people in the most obvious and straightforward way. He just can't do it. He's Koshuv Kemeis. The Metzora is Koshuv Kemeis because he does not see or meet anyone. He's in isolation outside the camp, and he can't see, sympathize, help. And the Oni, quite simply, can't help. What about the Suva? What about the person who's blind? So, if you remember, the Pasuk again in the story of Moshe says, by he and it was, by Yomim Ahim in those days, by Yigidal Moshe, and Moshe grew up, by Yitze El Echov, and he went out to his brothers, by Yar Abesivil Osom, and he saw their burdens, by Yar Ish Mitzri, and he saw an Egyptian man, Make Ish Ivri Me Echov, hitting a Hebrew man, a Jewish man, from his brothers. So Moshe grew up, good, by Yar Abesivil Osom, he saw their trouble. Says Rashi, Nosen Eino Velibo Lios Meitzer Alem, he put his eyes and his heart, his mind, his soul, to be concerned about them. The Rosh Yeshiva said that it's all very well hearing about things, but you really feel sympathy when you see. Moshe actually saw. On the day when I said a lot of this stuff in school, it was the day after my daughter had reported that there had been an accident, a child had been knocked over, one of her friends had seen it, on hopes that the child has had a refuah shleima, the child was still shaking and still shocked from what you see. Not from what you hear on the radio, but from what you see. Says the Pasuk, Vayar b'siv lusom, he saw their burdens. Someone who can't see does not develop the shock, the sympathy, and generate the sort of help that you do if you actually see it. If you remember, the Pasuk says that when Yosef brought his sons Ephraim and Manasseh to Yaakov for a bracha, Ve'enei Yisrael kavadu mizoken, the eyes of Yisrael were, I don't know quite how to translate kavadu, but due to his old age he couldn't see very well. Lo yuchal liros, he couldn't see. Vayagesh Hashem Elov, he brought them near to him. Yosef brought the boys near to Yaakov. Vayishak lahem, he kissed them. Vayichabek lahem, he embraced them. You and I might think, I speak as someone who had a new grandson yesterday morning, you might think this was a fond grandfather hugging and kissing his grandchildren. Look at the Sephorno. The Sephorno says that lo yuchal liros, the fact that he couldn't see, was the reason why he had to hug them and embrace them. Yosef had brought them there for a bracha. Says the Sephorno, Hutzra, he had lechabekom lenashkom, to embrace them and to kiss them. Kadesha tidbach nafshu bohem, so that his soul should cleave to them. V'sochel aleim bracha, and the bracha should fall. Chol zeh mishum she'enu yochel liros. All this was because he couldn't see. If he could see his grandchildren coming in, he would immediately be in the state of, oh, look at them. Aren't they one? And be able to give a bracha. They couldn't see. And because he couldn't see, to bring himself to the condition where he could give them the bracha, Birkas Yaakov Ohinu, he had to hug them and he had to kiss them. Ilu hoyolochel liros, if he could see. Hoyso birchos uchala aleim birosa, the bracha would be chal the moment he saw them. Why is someone who can't see choshev kemeis? Because if life consists in sympathizing with, caring for, and helping other people, if you can't see, then those emotions are not generated. Moshe Rabbeinu Vayar B'siv Lusom, and that is when he put his mind and his heart to care about them. Yaakov Avinu had to hug and embrace his grandchildren, embrace and kiss them. Otherwise, the feeling, the state of mind, even from a grandfather, which would generate a bracha for the grandchildren, would not come about. Umisha Ein Levonim. Well, for your children, you, or at least your wife, gets up 3 times and 4 times and 5 times in the night. You clean them, you wash them, you feed them. Those whose children are a little bit older will, I'm sure, not tell us just how much an average child costs to bring up from cradle till the time when you no longer have responsibility for them. And if, of course, they're still in cradle, who knows when that will be. It is natural, it's innate, it's in human nature, it's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam made the Bria that the people whom we care for most, the people whom we do most for, the people whom we give everything to, are our children. And someone, Nebuch, who has no children, choshev kemeis, that opportunity, those feelings, that help, that sympathy, isn't there. And Metzora is choshev kemeis, he's outside the camp, he doesn't see anyone, he can't see, sympathize, help and care. And Oni is choshev kemeis, he puts his hand in his pocket to help, and there's nothing there. Asum is choshev kemeis, if he doesn't see the people around him, then he doesn't sympathize, he doesn't understand, he does not care at the same level. And someone who doesn't have children does not have the opportunity for care, love and help that the rest of us are blessed with. And any dor in which the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt is as if they had destroyed it. You will remember that Chazal say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash, the one whose events are chomor aleinu amor, have greater impact on us even today because of sinas chinam. And they tell, it's the Gemara in Anizokin, which I'm sure people have looked at or will look at, the simcha kamtza and bar kamtza, what are you doing at my simcha? I didn't invite you, go. I'll pay for my supper, don't worry, I didn't invite you, go. I'll pay for half the suda. As I've said, I don't want you at my simcha, get out. I'll pay for the whole suda. So go. And that's the Gemara in Hanizokin. But it's not quite the end of the Gemara. The gentleman who was excluded said, the Rabbonim were present, and they weren't Moicha, so I see that they don't care either. And that's why he went and slandered us to the Roman government. Not just because he'd been chucked out of the Simcha in four stages. Go, I'll pay for my food. Go, I'll pay for half the Simcha. Go, I'll pay for... Leave! But because of the rest of us who were there and didn't interfere. The Rosh Yeshiva believed that life comprises caring about, sympathizing with, and helping other people. He's nifter over 30 years, and I am the least of his Talmidim, if I'm that. And my Yiddish was never that good, and his speech as a result of a stroke was not all that good. But I can still remember him sitting there in front of the Oron HaKodesh in the Mir Yeshiva, in front of 600 Bochrim and Junger Light, and saying, Medarf trachten wegen jenem, one has to think about other people, and then a little bit weeping. And it seems to me that if indeed life comprises caring about, sympathizing with, and helping other people, and if further the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the attitude which was the reverse of that, then the way to rebuild it is to take such opportunities as there are for what the Rosh Yeshiva regarded as life. We are Baruch Hashem, none of us Mitzrayim. We may be Aniyim, but not like the Aniyus in Eretz Yisrael. I have a brother-in-law, a GP, working in Eretz Yisrael, who told me a year or so back he had not expected to see malnutrition in his practice, in his medical practice, and was now seeing it with the children of the B'nai Torah. We are not at that level Aniyim. Baruch Hashem, we all of us can see people who need our help. And thank God, I'm sure we're all of us giving to our children. Yehi rotzon that this chazal, nivne v'yomav, should be fulfilled with us. And the pasuk in the Novi which says that the tzomus will be turned from tzomus to soson, simcha, should be fulfilled this year, and if not this year, mitzvah shem, next year, omeg.